Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm your host, Amanda Sewell. Today, we're glad to welcome Adam Kuhn. He's a senior at Interlochen Arts Academy and one of the winners of this year's Student Concerto Competition. Hi, Adam. Welcome to IPR.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Now, you grew up just outside of San Antonio, Texas, and this is your first year at Interlochen. How are you doing with the early snow we've gotten this season?
Well, I'm doing my best to get used to it. Over there is my only winter coat, so.
And you've brought two pieces to share with us today in Studio A. Let's start with the concerto movement that you won the competition with. Tell us which concerto you're going to play for us today.
Playing the Weber Concerto No. 1 in F minor.
And what's something that you really like about this Weber concerto, or something we should listen for?
Well, Weber is known for being an operatic composer, and that's what he spent the bulk of his time working on. So I think this concerto gives the clarinet a really nice opportunity to sing and show off its lyrical qualities. And then throughout the middle of the piece, there's a lot of very technical work that is showy and fun to listen to.
Well, here's clarinetist and Interlochen Arts Academy senior Adam Kuhn in IPR's Studio A with pianist Susan Snyder.
Thank you.
The first movement of the Clarinet Concerto No. 1 in F minor by Carl Maria von Weber, performed in IPR's Studio A today by Interlaken Arts Academy senior Adam Kuhn, joined by pianist Susan Snyder. Adam, you've been a soloist with orchestras before. You played principal clarinet in Rhapsody in Blue, for example, so you get to play that killer solo.
Oh, yeah. Everybody
at the beginning loves it. Of that. But when you play the Weber with the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra later this year, that'll be your first time as a concerto soloist.
Yeah, it'll be my first time being featured.
So how do you feel about being in that role?
It's a bit nerve-wracking, but I think it's a positive step for my future and my career, and you've got to have a first time so there can be more, so I'm excited.
And now you're going to play a very different kind of piece here in Studio A with Susan Snyder. We'll hear two movements from the sonata by Francis Poulenc, but you have to switch reeds for this piece. So tell us about that and why you have to do that.
Yeah, so the Weber is a little bit more extroverted and dramatic, and so you can play with a little bit harder reed and use more air and be a real concerto soloist. But with the Poulenc, it's written for clarinet and piano. It's supposed to be very calm. The second movement in particular is very placid. And so I use a softer reed for that so I can get those really soft, delicate tones. And then the third movement, as you'll hear, is very exciting, and you need a little bit more flexibility for that.
And I understand you've also had to adapt some of your reeds coming from Texas to northern Michigan as well because of the climate.
Yeah, in particular, it's really dry right now and cold, and so all my reeds have become pretty soft. So we're dealing with that as best we can and keep going.
We're going to hear the two final movements from the Sonata for Clarinet and Piano by Francis Poulenc. And I've got to say, that second movement, to me, sounds almost more difficult than the really fast third movement because it has these long notes that are really quiet, but they're really high.
I definitely agree with that statement. It's really challenging. Oftentimes, as a musician or a instrumentalist, it's the opposite of what you'd think is difficult. The very fast stuff is what we practice all the time, and so usually it's not a problem. And then the very quiet, calm, you know, outer reaches of the instrument become very difficult to play.
Well, here's clarinetist and Interlaken Arts Academy senior Adam Kuhn in IPR Studio A with pianist Susan Snyder. The final two movements of the Sonata for Clarinet and Piano by Francis Poulenc, performed in IPR's Studio A by pianist Susan Snyder, with clarinetist and Interlaken Arts Academy senior Adam Kuhn. Now, Adam, I understand you enjoy a good thriller movie. What's the last good one that you saw?
Well, one of my all-time favorites would be The Thomas Crown Affair with Pierce Brosnan. My dad showed me that when I was, you know, maybe 14 or 15, and it stuck in my head forever. It's a great movie.
Adam Kuhn is a senior at Interlaken Arts Academy, where he studies clarinet with Brian Conger. He'll be featured as a concerto soloist later this school year with the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra. Adam, thank you so much for joining us today in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
This edition of Studio A was engineered by Michael Culler. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.